good to be in the house of the Lord again, amen. That we can come together and be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, like young folks, they want to give a few shout-outs. You know, I'm just so proud when I hear good news, amen, especially for our young people. And it's good to see Judy Castleberry with us today. I tell you what, Judy, the other day I was coming from my stepmother's home, and I came by that place where you left me. The bus broke down, James, and she left me in the middle of the road. And I said a prayer for you, Judy. But glad to have you with us today. That's been over so many years ago. But I want to give you a shout out. I tell you, I'm so proud of Chauncey and the job that you have done with Chauncey. Chauncey, I go to Alabama A&M. I believe he's a senior there now. And this is his second year as an intern with Chrysler. And he's in Detroit doing an internship with Chrysler. I believe he's going to be an engineer. And we're so proud of him. And I tell you what, Dara showed me a picture. I think she, you know, we high-tech me and my boo. And she showed me a picture that she had taken when Chauncey was a little girl. I mean, a little boy. Boy. Start over. And he was a little boy. And Dara's texted to you, I believe. But we're so proud of you. And thank you so much. You know, it takes a village, the whole Castleberry family. And we appreciate the job well done. And then over here, can you imagine making all A's at Montevana? Ain't that wonderful? Making all A's, straight A's at the University of Montevana. And not only did she not make all straight A's, but she also got first chair with the wind section. Am I saying that right? Wind song section. And she's in the band there, orchestra, and every other kind of band that they have there. But she made all straight A's, and I'm just so proud of her. And we just love each and every one of you. And we appreciate all the good job that you're doing, amen. And we appreciate you so much from the bottom of our heart. Today is a special day. And you know, every day is Mother's Day. And I just don't want to take one day out of the year to wish you mothers a happy Mother's Day. Because every day that you wake up and have a mother, even if you've lost a mother, she's still your mother. And we want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. A story is told about a six-year-old boy who got separated from his mother in a supermarket, and he got frantic, and he began to call for Martha, Martha, Martha. And like most mothers, a mother always can hear their child call. And the mother heard the cry and came running to her son quickly. And she says, honey, 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 you shouldn't call me Martha. You shouldn't call me Martha. I'm your mother. And the little boy looked at her and said, yes, I know. But he answered, in this store is a lot of mothers. But I only have one mama. And that's what life is. There are many mothers in this world, but in life, we are born with one mother. And it should be, always be that way. Because there's no place like mama in our life. And no one can take the place of mama, because mama always had a way. You remember mama, when mama used to take us down the time of travel. You remember when mama always told you that, boy, if you don't stop doing what you're doing, if you don't cut it out, mama would say, I will knock you into another world. But only mamas could do that, amen? Mamas taught you about foresight. You remember mama used to tell them with little children, make sure that you change your underwear in case you get into an accident. But only mamas could do that, amen? Could warn you of the danger ahead of time. Mama taught you about circle of life. You remember mama taught you, say, I brought you into this world and surely I'll take you out. But only mamas could do that. In relationship to what mamas were. And this morning, It ain't nothing like mamas. Open your Bible to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31. And I want us to see this morning what a mother deserves. What a mother deserves. In the book of Proverbs chapter 31. And I want you to notice in verse number 28 where the Bible says that because of our mother, that the Bible says that her children will rise up and call her blessed. If you got your Bible, I want you to mark verse 28. When the Bible says that her children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he will praise her. He will give her praise. And the reason why, I want you to see, because you drop back to verse number 10. And this is what we need to understand. Some of you may say this is old school. Some of you say this is outdated. But the Bible will always be right. Because in verse number 10, look what the Bible says. And I want you to see it with me. He asked a question. He said, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? That word virtuous means one who is a good example. One who is holy, one who understand and live her life based upon the word of God. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her worth is more than rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good, not evil, all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hand. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. Look at verse 15. It says here, she also rises while it's yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. And from her property, she plants a vineyard. She grinds herself with strength and strengthens her arm. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. And I can continue to read and read and read, but verse number 27, it says here that she watches over the ways of the household and does not eat the bread of idleness. And that's the reason why her children rise up and call her blessed, not based on what you see on TV, not based on what you read in a book, but based on the authoritative word of God. Now, go with me to the book of Genesis. I want to show you why. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 23, in relationship to understanding what mother deserves in relationship to the power of the authority of God's word. But let me say this here. In being a mother, in being a blessed mother, or being a virtuous woman, or being a mother and relying on the credentials or qualifications based upon the word of God, let me tell you something. God's word do not change. And you who are mothers, or you who are a woman, or you who are a girl, or you who are a little girl, if you're going to build a life, there's going to be a life that's based upon God's word, that you can call yourself a virtuous woman, or you can call yourself a woman that is well-pleasing and line up with Christian authority. Brethren, sisters, it got to be by the authority of the word of God. In Genesis chapter 2, about verse number 23, the Bible says, And Adam said, this is not bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. Look at verse 24. It says, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined with his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now go back and look at the language the Holy Spirit used here in order to fit the qualifications of Proverbs 31 to be called blessed. Because all women is not blessed if you don't do it in the authority or in accordance to God's word. It says here, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. That is, this is not a choice. This is something that we have to do if we're going to build strong relationships and brought strong mothers in relationship to the fulfillment of God's word. 4 or 5 points this morning. Number one, what do a mother deserve? Number one, a mother deserves obedience in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Go over to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. I want to share with you a scripture. Some of you may say this is antiquated, but in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 1. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 1. And let's see what God's word say in relationship to the obedience that is demanded when we understand God's word. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 1. If you're down at Ephesians 6 and verse 1, just denote Colossians 3:20. Just denote Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Now, look at Ephesians 6 and verse number 1. That if you're going to call your mother blessed, if you're going to give the respect to your mother, that is a mother who has left her father and her mother and cleaved together, or joined together with his wife. Listen to me, children. Obedience is that what you must understand if you're going to be able to say, blessed is this woman. Let me tell you something. In Ephesians 6 and verse number 1, it says here, young people, do you have it? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, I'm going to start right there. By that word parent, write Genesis chapter 2, amen, and verse 23 and 24, because see, in Genesis chapter 2 and 23 and 24, it tells you what a parent is. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, be one. That is, it must consist of a male and a female, amen. It must be a male and a female. And then it says, in the Lord. In the Lord, a relationship that is to be obedient means that not only must your parents be in the Lord, but this is the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do. Well, the question that I asked Brother James, well, how can you say Happy Mother's Day if it's not done in accordance to the will of God? Amen. How can you say have a blessed day when the blessed is not authorized by righteousness? Amen. How can you say, blessed is the name? How can you say, blessed is my mother? How can you say she is a virtuous woman if it's not done in accordance to the teaching of the word of God? Amen. Look at the next verse. It says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. See, you owe it to your mother. You owe it to your father. That is to give them honor. Solomon said in Proverbs 1:8, do not forsake the law of your mother. Even Jesus said in Luke chapter 2 and verse 21 that Jesus obeyed his mother. And if Jesus obeyed his mother, if Solomon thought there was a great to obey his mother, brother, how much more do you and I need to understand that we need to be obedient to our parents? Amen. This is the Bible. This is the word of God. Don't get caught up in one day that you're going to do right one day and then give them hell the rest of the year. Amen. 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 Well, the day of Mother's Day, you may give a rose. You may come by the house. But what you going to do on the next day? Amen. Amen. See, in relationship to who that woman is. That is, that she is a virtuous woman because she's in the Lord. Amen. That's the right thing to do. that she had left her father. She had left her mother. She had cleaved to the husband, and they are one. And because of this here, the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's the first word that I want you to write down this morning. Obey, obey. Just to obey one day, but we're going to obey. We're going to give them respect. We're going to love them, but we're going to do it in the Lord. Amen. We're just not going to do it because Oprah told us to do it. Amen. We're going to do it in the Lord. Amen. Because that's the right thing to do. Amen. Amen. Because that's the way we want to see our mama. Amen. We want to see her as a virtuous woman, a good woman, a woman who set the example for us. The number two word that I want you to write down is that I want you to see that you need to give respect. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment. Go with Proverbs 20 and 20. See, respect. See, you not only obey your mama, but you respect your mama. You respect your mama and daddy. Amen. You just don't do it this day. You do it every day of your life. Amen. My mama been dead over 25 years, but I still respect her. Certain things that I would not say, I would be ashamed for my mama to know that I was doing. Amen. Because I respected my mama. Amen. I wouldn't smoke around my mama. I wouldn't drink around my mama. I wouldn't curse around my mama. Amen. Because she deserved the respect. Amen. Because the Bible says respect your mama in the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 20 and verse number 20. Some of you looking at me and say, well, why is this so? Well, look around. Amen. Children raising mama and daddies. Amen. Instead of mamas and daddies raising children, amen. See, children respecting rap singers more than they respect the mama and daddy, amen. See, children are out of control. Out of control in the school, out of the school, and around the school. See, they got to put police in school to control my children and your children, amen. So if we can't go back to the Word of God, amen, and teach from the Word of God to show us what we need to do to give all honor and glory to that virtuous woman, well, what other place then we need to go to other than the Bible? Amen. Amen. Because, see, the Word of God is the only way that this problem is going to be corrected. Amen. Amen. Once we be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So the book of Proverbs chapter 20, I hope you're there. And verse number 20, the Bible says, look what it says here. Look what it says here. Young people, you got it. It says, whosoever curses his father or mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. Listen, folks. Common decency demands that we respect our parents. A decent person will give honor and will respect his parents. But the Bible said that whosoever curses his father or his mother, the Bible plainly says his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. And you know when you get in deep darkness, you don't know which way you're going. Amen? You don't know which way you're going in relationship to understanding what is the Word of God. And the next word I want you to see is, you know what three powerful words is? I love you. Did you hear what I just said? I love you. We spend too much time worrying about gifts or what I'm going to give mama. But have you ever said, I love you? Mothers and fathers, have you told your children, I love you? Have you hugged them? Have you shown some affection? It makes no difference if your son is 50 years old. He's still your child. Hug him, amen. Tell him, I love you. Ephesians 5, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church. To tell your wife, I love you. We need to write that down. It should not ever be a day that go down. If you don't pick up the telephone, if you don't text, go by your mama and your daddy's house and show some affection, amen? By simply saying, I love you. Don't wait till the casket get here. When she can't hear you. And you walk up to that coffin, mama, I love you. Mama, I wish I would have. Why the blood is still running warm in your veins? Because you respect your mama, because you obey your mama, because she's a virtuous woman, because she is more than what rubies. You just can't buy a good mother, amen. That you're going to say, I love you. I'm going to turn my back for a minute. Sit next to your wife, whisper in her ear, I love you. Sit next to your brother, say, I love you. Sit to a child, say, I love you. Amen. And mean it, amen. And mean it. But get in repetitious practice, amen. That is, to tell your children, to tell your mama. Because let me tell you something, brother. Once you get in Zion City, or once you get in the cemetery, we can't tell them that, amen. Because that's the right thing to do. Not because today Mother's Day, but because you love your mother. Because you respect your mother. Because that's the right thing to do, to go and tell your mother that you love them. Why? Look at the wisdom. You know what Proverbs 10:1 says? It says that a foolish son is the grief of his mother. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 52, the Bible says that Jesus increased in wisdom as he grew from childhood to adulthood. Because of those words, listen to me, obedience, respect, that is affection. You know, we should not take our mamas and daddies through the grief that sometimes we call them. That is, we don't want our mama and daddy to get that knock on the door from the police, or that knock on the door to let them know that their son or daughter been killed, because it's happening every day. Grief. Old lady told me one time, and I'll never forget it. She says, sir, she says, I buried my mama and my daddy. I buried her husband. But she says, I just can't explain what you have to go through for a mother to have to bury a son or a daughter. The grief, the anguish that we show, young people, we show because we don't respect our mothers, we don't obey our parents, we don't have the affection that we need, that we should be doing 365 days a year. Because that's the right thing to do. And we have to be transformed, people. We have to learn how to love. We have to learn through the power of the word of God of Romans 12:2 to be not conformed but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. This is when I looked at you, I say, well, just tell your wife. I tell the person, you know, I looked at some of y'all, I said, somebody said, well, do I? That's the right thing to do. Amen. See? Because of who our mother may be, who our mother is in relationship to understanding what is the right thing to do. Proverbs 23. Let's look at that right quick, and the lesson is going to be about yours. But in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 24 and 25, I want you to see what the word of God says. Proverbs 23 and 24. Proverbs 23 and 24 and 25. The Bible says, that the righteous bring joy and gladness to their parents. That when we are obedient, when we respect, when we show affection, when we let wills to work in our life, the Bible says here in Proverbs chapter 23 and 24, it says that the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. I'm so happy, brethren, that Sean gonna speak tonight, amen. I was so happy on last Lord's Day when Xavier and Trevon and Sean, it was a Bradley team, amen, in worship, amen, leading singing, reading scripture, amen. I'm so happy that tonight at 6 o'clock, Sean going to break the bread of life, amen. Ain't that wonderful? For a parent to feel that way? John, don't you feel good when Trey? See, we feel good because it's right. It's righteous, amen. In the Lord, amen. That's what he's talking about, amen. But see, it don't come about if you don't obey. If you're not obedient, if you don't respect, if you don't show affection, amen. You got to train them when they're young, amen. Bring them up in the Lord, amen. And you got to be the example to them, amen. You got to be the example. James in Sunday school used the word giving, kundalia. That's the Greek word. He said, well, when we give, when we lay by the store, it's more than money. Amen. Every day we break, every day that we breathe and wake up, amen, we kundalia, amen. Because guess what? You never know who's watching you. Amen. That we can understand what he's saying here. Look what he says in verse 24. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. And he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad. Y'all young people see that? Now you know what? You don't have to listen. Because the devil got scripture too. But what that devil's scripture brings about is damnation, amen. See, what you sow in the flesh, it brings about damnation, amen. Now, what we're talking about, when you sow in the spirit, it's going to bring everlasting life, Galatians 6, amen. Now, look what he says here. He says, let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you do what? That's a sad day when a mother say, I hate you ever been born. I hate you ever been born. Because you failed to obey. You failed to respect. You failed to give me affection. You failed to recognize all the wisdom. And now look at you now. You're not right. Amen. You're not righteous. You can't be called righteous. Then 1 Timothy chapter 5. Because guess what? We are our parents' social security. Hello? Did y'all hear what I just said? We are our parents' social security. Amen? Y'all getting what I'm saying? See, over 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4. I want to read to you from God's word what the Bible say. But see, this ain't going to do you no good if you're not obedient to the word, if you don't respect the word, if you don't have affection, the wisdom, the righteousness to let the word of God work in your life. Because over in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4, 8, and 16, we're going to read very quickly. It says here in 1 Timothy 5, verse 4, he says, but if any willer have children, amen, or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before the Lord. That's children's responsibility, and children obey your parents in the Lord. It's your job to take care of your mom and your daddy. But you're not going to take care of your mom and your daddy If you're not obedient, if you don't respect, if you don't show no love, if wisdom that brings forth righteousness not in your life. But let's go a little bit further. Look at verse number 8. He says, but if any provide not for his own, underline that word own. Who is own? Your father and your mother. You owe it to them, amen? They're your father and your mother. They gave you life. He says here, especially those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Amen. Look at verse 16. He says, if any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them. Now, this is going to blow your mind. And let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. And what that simply means is, number one, yes, benevolence is good. Yes, benevolence is right. Because Ephesians 4:12 says the work of the church, save souls, benevolence for the saints, and edify the body. Yes, that's right. But we as parents, or we who have mamas and dads who are alive, and because we respect them, because they are virtuous, because we are obedient to them, because we show affection to them, because of their wisdom, we let righteousness, it's our responsibility to take care of our own, especially those of the household of faith. And guess what, brother? It's not the church's responsibility. That's your mama, amen. 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 That's your mama to break off a piece of chain for, amen. And you ain't got to wait till Christmas to do it. You ain't got to wait till no birthday to do it. My daddy, when he was alive, when I had a business over here, every Friday I'd just go see him and drink a cup of coffee with him. Some weeks, James, I made a lot of money. Some weeks, I didn't make no money. But currently, I would break him off a piece. If I even went home, I went by. And first thing he would say, boy, you want a piece of pie or a piece of cup of coffee? I know that was coming every Friday. And I'd break him off a piece. Because that's my daddy. Amen. That's the right thing to do. See? But a lot of times, you know, well, let the church do it. Let the church write a check. Well, it ain't the church's responsibility. It's your mama and your daddy. Amen? What good you gonna give your mama a flower when you ain't spoke to her all year? You ain't been by her house in a month. Sometimes you ask your wife, have you heard from such and such a person? Mm-hmm. Amen. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Amen. Amen. If you got a mama, it shouldn't be. Then a day go by or 2 days go by. We live in a world, folks, where you got cell phones. Amen. And me and my boo know how to text. Amen. She sleeps with her phone. I said, Doris, cut the phone off. No. She loves it. Amen. Amen. So if you text her, she gonna see it. Amen. Now you text me, I'll cut mine off for 2 days. But that's what a woman deserves. That's what the sermon is all about. Hear the words again. I hope you got them. That you're gonna obey your parents in the law. You're gonna respect them. That's the right thing to do. Amen. You're going to show affection. Amen. Everybody needs to be loved, amen. And then number four, because of the wisdom mama got, amen. When mama say, I'm whooping you because she loved me, I didn't know, but she knew. Amen. Make sure you change them underwears. I'll knock you in the next week. Y'all remember that? That's wisdom, amen. That we got from her because that's the right thing to do, and that's the reason why. The government, Obama ain't got to tell me to take care of my mom and my dad. The Bible. And I'm a child of God, and that's the right thing to do, and that's what I'm going to do. And that's what you should do. Amen. So tomorrow when I see you, say Happy Mother's Day again. Tuesday when you see your mama, Happy Mother's Day again. Next week when you see him, Happy Mother's Day again. If you're going to give your mama a rose today, give her one next Sunday. Be consistent. Amen. Because that's the right thing to do. But when we grow together, brethren, when we grow in the Lord, when we understand the Lord, here we go again, because James 4:7, hear those words again. We submit, we resist, and we draw, that we can humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up for you to do the right thing in accordance to his word. If there be one here today that need to respond to the invitation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you're here today and you're not a Christian, why not? Well, Jesus said, Mark 16:16, that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Peter on the day of Pentecost said, therefore to all the house of Israel, know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom he had crucified both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, it became pricked in their heart and said, men and brethren, what shall we do? He told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 47 says, praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord will add to the church daily such as should be saved. And if you're here today, you want to be saved, you got to be buried with him in the water grave of baptism to rise to walk here in newness of life. You remember when the book of Acts, the eunuch says, what does hinder me from being baptized? He said, you must believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He made that statement that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He commanded that chariot to stand still, and they both went down into the water. The reason why they went both down into the water, called Colossians 2:12, said baptism is a barrier. You got to be buried in baptism to rise to walk in newness of life. I was baptized one Thursday. You were baptized, whatever that may be. But the Bible says you're not saved until you're baptized. And if you're here and you have left the faith, and you here who need to repent, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, and the blood of Jesus Christ will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Question, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Guess what? The minute you stop breathing, the minute the blood quit running warm in your veins, you will know the condition of your soul. Do you want to die and wake up in hell like Luke 16? That rich man woke up in hell and he cried, didn't he? He cried, Father Abraham, Father Abraham, let Lazarus dip his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment. But guess what, y'all? Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. God didn't prepare hell for you. He prepared it for the devil and his angels. He died on the cross in Acts 20:28, said the blood that he shed purchased the church. All you have to do is come forward. We'll baptize you today. You're already a member of the church. Leave sin alone. Come on. Now, we all have sin, haven't we? And fallen short of the glory of God. None not righteous, no, not one. So if you're here today and you need to respond, come right now. This is our invitation.